Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a Ragokot MN Science drum edit in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Pirate Radio Energy. We're taking a classic Amen break, slicing it up with intention, adding a vocal chop or two with attitude, and shaping the whole thing into a loop that could open a jungle intro, hit before a drop, or carry a dark DNB roller. If you've never done this before, don't worry, this is beginner-friendly, but we're still aiming for something that sounds real, gritty, and usable. The big idea here is that a great drum and bass loop usually starts with one raw sample, then gets treated like a performance, not just a loop. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere in the classic DNB range. For this lesson, let's use 172 BPM. That keeps it fast, energetic, and right in the jungle and roller zone. Create a simple session layout. Make one audio track for the Amen break, one audio track for the vocal raga cuts, and if you want, a drum group later for extra glue. You can also set up one return track with delay or reverb for a bit of space. Keep it clean and uncluttered. A lot of beginners overload the project too early, and then they can't hear what's actually working. Turn on the metronome, set your grid to 16th notes, and if you like, color code your tracks. Drums can be warm colors like red or orange, vocals can be yellow, effects can be purple, and bass later on can be blue. None of that changes the sound, of course, but it keeps the workflow fast and readable. Now load in a clean Amen break sample. In the clip view, turn warp on and set the warp mode to beats. That's usually the most natural starting point for drum breaks. Start with the transient setting somewhere around 20 to 40 milliseconds if you want a punchy, crisp feel. Line up the first downbeat so it lands cleanly on bar 1. Listen closely here. If the kick feels late, tighten it. If the break sounds too robotic or chopped up, loosen the settings a little. And if the break already has a nice swing, don't force it into perfect gridlock. A lot of the magic in jungle and DNB comes from the natural movement inside the break. You want it controlled, not sterilized. At this point, keep the processing light. Don't smash it yet. Just loop one or two bars and listen to the character of the break. Hear the ghost notes, the snare push, the little in-between hits. That's the DNA we're about to work with. Now for the fun part. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing so Ableton grabs the natural hits in the break. This creates a drum rack, and now the break becomes a playable instrument instead of just an audio loop. This is where the Amen Science idea really starts to make sense. You're learning the anatomy of the break. Try placing the main kick on beat 1, the snare on beats 2 and 4, and then add one or two ghost hits before a snare. You can also drop in a small pickup kick or hat near the end of bar 2 or bar 4. Don't overfill it. That's one of the biggest beginner traps. The Amen sounds powerful because of the spaces between the hits. Give it room to breathe. Use velocity to create contrast. Main snare hits can be strong, somewhere around 100 to max velocity, while ghost notes should sit much lower, maybe around 30 to 70. Hats and small slices can live in the middle. If your timing feels a little stiff, nudge a few notes slightly off the grid in the piano roll. You want energy, not robotic sameness. Next, add your raga flavor. Bring in a short vocal phrase, a shout, a chant, an MC-style line, or even a single word with attitude. Keep it short and punchy. One phrase is enough if it's the right phrase. You can leave it on an audio track or slice it into another drum rack if you want to trigger it like a one-shot instrument. If the vocal is too bright or too muddy, use auto-filter to focus the tone. If the level jumps around too much, a compressor can help stabilize it. Simpler is also great here if you want fast playback and easy chopping. Think of this vocal as the answer to the drums. Let the break say something, then let the vocal reply. That call and response feel is a big part of Pirate Radio Energy. For example, you might start with the Amen groove, then let a vocal chop hit at the end of bar 2. In bar 3, you can vary the break slightly. In bar 4, bring the vocal back with a different timing or a slightly different slice. Small changes like that make the loop feel alive. Now let's add some color. This is where stock Ableton devices become your best friend. On the drum group or the main break track, try a chain-like drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and auto filter. With drum bus, keep it subtle at first. A little drive goes a long way. You want thickening, not destruction. Saturator can add a bit of edge and make the break feel louder and dirtier without killing the transients. EQ8 is there to clean up mud, especially if there's rumble below 30 or 40 Hz, or boxiness around 250 to 400 Hz. Auto filter can create movement, especially if you automate a low pass sweep for an intro or build. On the vocal cuts, You might try a little Redux if you want dirt, but be careful. A tiny amount can sound rude in a good way. Echo is excellent for short, dubby throws, especially on the last word or syllable of a phrase. Reverb can add space, but keep it controlled. Too much reverb on drums will blur the groove, and indeed NB'd it groove needs to stay sharp. Now shape the timing and groove. Open the MIDI clip and make a few micro moves. Push one ghost note slightly ahead of the beat. Pull one accent slightly behind. Lower the velocity of repeated hits. If you want a little swing, the groove pool is there, but keep it light. 10-25% is plenty for a beginner-friendly starting point. In DNB, groove is not about sloppy timing. It's about micro placement. Tiny shifts make the loop breathe while still locking hard enough to feel powerful in a club or on a pirate radio stream. If you want a simple structure, think in phrases. For the first four bars, keep the amen loop a little sparse and let the vocal tease in and out. In bars 5-8, open it up and let the vocal answer more often. In bars 9-12, bring in extra ghost notes or a reverse vocal tail. Then in bars 13-16, build tension with automation, a filter opening, or a delay throw. When the drop hits, let everything land together with confidence. Route everything into a drum group if you haven't already. On that group, add a glue compressor to help the elements feel like one unit. You're only looking for a few dB of gain reduction, not heavy pumping. A little EQ can help too if the group is muddy, and a touch of saturator can add final density. This is also a good moment to check your low end. Don't overboost the break if there's no separate kick layer. Let the break's natural body do the work. In darker DNB, it's usually better to keep the sub separate and leave the drum edit lean enough to sit on top of it later. If the loop feels too busy, don't just pile on more effects. Remove something. Shorten a vocal tail. Drop one ghost note. Make one snare stronger. In DNB, editing is often more powerful than adding a couple of coach notes here. It really helps to AB your loop against a few jungle or DNB reference tracks at low volume. You're not copying the notes. You're checking the energy shape. Also, print a rough bounce early. Export 8 bars and listen away from the screen. Sometimes a loop feels amazing in the DAW and much less impressive when you hear it like a listener. And here is a very useful habit. Leave one anchor hit. Pick one drum hit or one vocal moment that repeats every 2 or 4 bars. That gives the ear a memory point. It helps the loop feel intentional, not random. For arrangement, think like a selector and a DJ. Maybe the first section is filter drums only. Then you add occasional vocal cuts. Then the full loop opens up. You can even create a fake drop by pulling the drums away for half a bar and slamming them back in with a vocal shout. That kind of contrast is huge in rave music and jungle. If you want a darker, heavier result, use less vocal content, more space, and more controlled saturation. If you want more ravey energy, open the filter a bit more and let the vocal chops feel more playful. Same source material, different attitude. Here's the mini practice challenge. Build one 4-bar loop. Load an amen break. Slice it. Make a simple kick snare pattern with at least 2 ghost notes. And add one rag vocal chop that answers the snare. Put drum bus and saturator on the drum group. Use EQ8 to clean the low mids. Automate a filter movement over 4 bars. Then copy that loop out to 8 bars and change just one thing in bar 4 or bar 8. That's it. Don't try to make a masterpiece yet. Just make it feel like a real jungle intro or a drop primer. Ask yourself, does the break still bounce? Does the vocal feel part of the rhythm? Is the loop too busy or just right? And could this sit before a bass drop? So remember the core formula. The amen break is the backbone. The raga vocal cut gives it attitude. Ableton Live 12 gives you the slicing, timing, and color tools to make it feel alive. Keep the ghost notes soft, the main hit strong, and the low end clean. Build your arrangement with call and response, and you'll get that pirate radio energy fast. If you can make one loop feel alive, you're already speaking the language of jungle and drum and bass.